Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we consider the events of the past 2 weeks and the fact that we could soon see the nullification of the 50-year nightmare called Roe v. Wade, it's important to remember that it all began at the ballot box. As Americans, we tend to ignore or downplay the importance of elections, but there's a direct link between the people we elect and the public policy they enact. Roe v. Wade is the perfect example. We've been saying for decades that there were only two ways to overturn Roe. The first was amending the U.S. Constitution to specifically ban abortion, and the other would be to appoint enough Supreme Court justices with the judicial temperament necessary to overturn Roe. In the end, we chose the latter, but it wasn't easy. It first required electing a president willing to make the tough nominations, and second, it took a U.S. Senate with a strong conservative majority willing to approve the nominations in the midst of a media firestorm. The final outcome remains to be seen, but we wouldn't even have gotten to this point without conservatives showing up to vote. The problem for us here in Montana is that the nullification of Roe will have no effect on our state-level abortion laws. That's because the 1999 Montana Supreme Court decision in the case of Armstrong v. State legalized abortion and took the issue away from the legislature. Armstrong is essentially the Roe v. Wade of Montana. It's frustrating, but the same political options that worked at the federal level are available to us right here in Montana. We can either amend our Constitution to outlaw abortion, or we can change the makeup of the Montana Supreme Court and get Armstrong tossed. Fortunately, this is much easier to do at the state level because we elect our Supreme Court justices. We can completely skip the nomination and confirmation process. All it takes is for conservatives to show up en masse on Election Day. And for those who may not know, Election Day is now Election Month because of absentee voting, and it begins today as the absentee ballots are mailed to registered voters. Be prepared for your mailboxes to be inundated as candidates with primary opponents work hard to get their message in front of voters. From our perspective, it's not enough simply to cast a vote. It's important to cast informed votes, and now that's easier than ever with the proliferation of online voter guides. Two that we recommend are iVoter Guide at iVoterGuide.com and the Montana Voter Guide, brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation and found at MontanaVoterGuide.com. Both have information on legislative as well as judicial candidates, and both will compile a personalized voter guide for your district when you enter your street address. Remember, that's iVoterGuide.com and MontanaVoterGuide.com. Both give candidate positions on those issues most important to conservatives. There are two congressional seats and two Supreme Court seats up for election, and several legislative districts only have candidates from one party, so the winner of the primary will win the seat. We can outlaw abortion in Montana, but it begins with electing the right officials. Please go to iVoterGuide.com and the MontanaVoterGuide.com today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.